How important is prayer? We're going to talk about it on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there. Welcome to the program. Happy Monday. Glad to have you back with me here on Blog Talk Radio, on a TuneIn Radio, on iTunes. We are all over the place now, and it's just always a pleasure when I get to spend these 30 minutes with you every Monday through Friday. Today on the program, we're headed back into ordinary time. Now, ordinary time isn't just the run-of-the-mill, everyday business that doesn't occupy the Lenten season or the Easter season or the Advent season. Ordinary time is very important because every day is an important day when it comes to our Catholic faith. Ordinary time simply means this: the weeks are numbered in an ordinal manner, using ordinal numbers. So today we celebrate Monday of the seventh week in ordinary time. That's what, you know, a lot of people get the idea that ordinary time means, well, nothing special, but it is special. And you'll see that we've got some great mass readings today. We're going to be talking about prayer. And I love the way the Holy Spirit sets things up for me. I'll tell you what, he is a good producer. He really is. I couldn't work this out as good as he does. Today's gospel contains a powerful message about prayer. It also so happens that every Monday what we've been doing is looking at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, because I call the Monday show, the overall theme is what Catholics really believe. And guess where we happen to be in the Catechism? You got it. We're in the section focused on Christian prayer. So isn't that perfect? So we're going to talk about the mass readings. We'll read them, we'll discuss them, and then we will talk a little bit about prayer as presented in the compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So that's what we got going on today. I am really enjoying the fact that this program can now be heard on TuneIn Radio. So you can take it with you wherever you go. You download the TuneIn app, and you're going to be all set. As a matter of fact, I got back from Dallas last week, as you probably know, actually Fort Worth, and on the plane, I was listening to some of the podcast, and I just wanted to make sure that everything sounded good once we moved onto TuneIn Radio, and I really like the fact that I'm able to do that on the go using the app. So I hope you're enjoying that, and please do me a favor, let your friends know that the program exists, let them know that we do this every Monday through Friday, every 30 minutes, for 30 minutes each night, because I tell you what, I don't know of another program that does this. I don't know of another Catholic program that every day focuses on the daily mass readings and gives you a little bit of inspiration and helps to bring you closer to Jesus. I've been doing this for over 5 years now. I'm incredibly blessed, number one, because the Lord has chosen me to do this, and number two, that you're a listener and that you are supporting me and allowing me to get this message out. So thank you very much. And please do me a favor, if you could, and let your friends know about the program, share it on Facebook, on Twitter, however you can do it, to get the word out, because we got to get this message out to a world that really doesn't know Jesus. That's a big problem in the world. So we want to let them know that Jesus is real, that he loves us, and that he wants to be our friend. And I always tell you, there is plenty of room at my table. We hang out, we have a beverage, we have a snack, whatever you want. You just bring your own beverage and snack, we're all set. And there are plenty of seats around the table. So it's not just you and me, it's anybody who wants to come in. There is always room. So thank you for that. Now, earlier this morning, I got to appear on Relevant Radio talking about friendship with Jesus. Hope you were able to hear that on the Morning Air Show. If not, they put the podcast up generally sometime during the day. So just go to relevantradio.com. You can find out more. You can download the podcast if you want to hear it. After that, I got to do my regular Monday co-hosting job on Wake Up on Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, let's see, what else do I have this week? Tomorrow I have to get blood work done, so but that doesn't involve you. I'm good at doing it. My doctor sends me for blood work once a year, and I always try to make it a point to get my checkup in. If you don't, you should really do it. But it's something that I really dislike. I don't mind needles so much. I just don't like the whole fasting thing and going for blood work. But when you think about it, it's a good opportunity to offer up a little inconvenience. It's really nothing at all, but I like to be in my comfort zone. I get my regular routine. So I'm going for blood work tomorrow. But as far as radio goes, nothing coming up except on Wednesday, my regular segment on the Sunrise Morning Show, 6:35 a.m. I hope you could check that out. And then on Thursday, I will be flying to Charlotte, North Carolina to speak at a homeschool conference on Friday and Saturday. If you're in the area, stop on by. It's at Belmont Abbey College. There is no charge. So even if you're not a homeschooler, I think you'll appreciate the talks that I'll be giving. And again, there's no fee. Come on in, say hello. I'll have all my books and CDs and DVDs for sale, and I would love to meet you. So keep that in mind. And I think that's it for radio this week. I got some more things next week, but I'll let you know as we get closer. Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps is doing very well. I'm very blessed to have written that book. And pretty soon, I'm not ready to start talking about it, there will be another book on the horizon. I have mentioned it in the past. Stop Worrying and Start Living. That's going to be coming out in the second part of the year, sometime in the fall. That will be a daily devotional for worriers. So if you're somebody who worries, you need to check this book out. It's going to be a Bible verse and a meditation for every day of the year. I know that was a fun book to write because I found Bible verses that I had never seen before. And you think I would have seen most of them, having written so much on anxiety, but I was able to find some new ones. Let's see what else. Beverage du jour today, in case you're interested. Here we go. And if you're new to the program, let me explain the beverage du jour. This started when I first began doing the show. I have my daily beverage each night. It originally always seemed to be water with a slice of lemon in it, and people really started to embrace the idea. My wife Eileen thought I was nuts when I started talking about the beverage, but people really became fascinated. And when I travel around, I get a lot of comments about it. And today's beverage, by the way, so that's what it is. And I do a lot of Mystic Monk coffee on the show because I'm a big fan of Mystic Monk coffee, but today the beverage du jour is coffee, but not Mystic Monk. It is Krispy Kreme coffee. They now have that available in the supermarkets, and that's what I'm drinking. I hope you've got a nice beverage. I hope you're ready to kick back to really pray. We're going to pray together. We're going to look at Scripture, and we are going to talk about prayer. So we're going to pray and talk about prayer on the program. I want to mention one thing. You've been hearing me discuss this. It's an important thing. I got to bring it to your attention. I'm looking for a donor or two or three to make a one-time contribution to maybe help me out of a little hole I'm in with the bills for this month. Now, I'm not going to dwell on it. I let you know where I stand. I am dependent on your donations to keep the show going forward. I need new monthly sponsors, but right now this month I'm at a bit of a pinch, and I would ask you, if you're able, to send a little more or a lot more, whatever you can, and sometimes I get substantial donations, and I'm incredibly grateful for it, in order to keep my full-time ministry going, I would be very grateful. I only share this because I know you would want me to share it. You like the program, and you deserve to know what's going on. I know that the Lord will provide if He wants me to continue. But I have to turn to you. Obviously, you're interested in my work because you're listening to the program. And I thank you for listening, not only to the program, but to my pitches when I have to ask for funding. So if you're able to do it, I could definitely use a little boost right now or a big boost right now. Again, you know my story. Do not put yourself in any financial jeopardy. I'm not looking for you to not pay your bills in order to support me. God doesn't want you to do that. But if you're able, if you have something extra and you're able to send it my way, now would be a really good time because it's a bit tight this month. It's tight every month, but this month in particular, I'm in a bit of a bind. So if you could help me out, I would be extremely grateful. And also, if you want to become a monthly sponsor, it would really be appreciated. And you could do that for 1 month. You can cancel it whenever you want. You are not locked in. The way you do that is you go to followingthetruth.com, either to make a one-time donation or to become a monthly sponsor, and you click on the donate page. And right from there, you can securely donate through PayPal. And again, I am so grateful. You are the reason that I'm here. You are the reason that I still do this show. It would not be possible without your support. So I thank you in advance for anything you could do. Most importantly, please pray for me if you could. Pray for my work. Pray for my family. Pray for me that I can keep on the right track and keep going, because I'll tell you what, it can be very discouraging at times, and I really need your prayers, and I can really feel them. And I'm so blessed to be able to do what I do, and I'm blessed to have you as a friend. Please, if you have any questions, email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you want to find out more about the work that I do, you might be a new listener. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Let us now get to the most important thing we will do on this program. Let's join hands symbolically throughout the world. We have listeners all over the world, and unite our voices in prayer. Now, you know what I always tell you. We don't have to call God to get his attention. He is right here with us. He hears us. He sees us. He knows our thoughts. He knows what I'm about to pray even before I pray it. But when we pray, we are in a relationship with God. Prayer is not just simply asking for things. Prayer is entering into a relationship with God. We're about to do that. We're about to talk to our Heavenly Father. We are so blessed to be able to do that. We're going to talk to him. We're going to ask him for what we need. We're going to thank him. And we are going to have an encounter with him. So pause for a minute, whatever you're doing, unless you're driving and you can't stop, but then just be aware and call to mind a very simple fact that the Lord is present right now. He's present with you spiritually. And that is a great blessing. And also keep that in mind if you're traveling to work, or if you're about to do something that might be a little unpleasant or a little frightening. Remember that he's with you. He's with you wherever you go. He loves you. And you can always talk to him. So let's do that now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you so much. You have given us another day, and we are extremely grateful. Throughout our lives, you have blessed us repeatedly. Oftentimes, we've ignored those blessings. We've complained. Well, we want to do something about that, and today we wish to start over, and we wish to be grateful for the blessings you've given us. So we start by thanking you for the gift of life. We thank you for creating the universe. We thank you for becoming our Father, for making yourself available to us 24/7. We thank you for sending us Jesus, your Son. We thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. We thank you for whatever possessions you have given us in this life. We thank you for the opportunities you've given us. And we even, Father, thank you for the crosses, the difficulties that you have sent our way, because we know that they can help us somehow. You are all-powerful. All creation gives you glory. And we look at your creation, and we're very grateful that you have created this world for us to live in. We're grateful that you provide us with the food that we need to eat. We're grateful for our senses, our eyesight, our vision, our hearing, our ability to walk. If we have these things, we're grateful for them. If we don't have them, we ask you to help us to endure the crosses that you've given us. If our vision is failing, if our hearing is not good, if we're unable to walk, if we have pains and aches, we need your strength, Father, and we thank you for giving us the grace that we need to endure. Father, we ask you to bless those around us, our family members, bless us. Help us to continue to walk on the path that will one day lead to eternal life with you in heaven. We ask you to help those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are dealing with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are dealing with financial difficulties, those who are struggling with weather-related problems, those who are dealing with religious persecution. Please help them. Grant them the strength that they need. Please help us with our own needs, whatever they may be. We know that you can handle them for us. We know that you can get us by. We know that you will never give us anything that we can't endure. Father, we pray for our priests, our religious, our deacons. We pray for an increase in vocations. We pray for an end to abortion. We pray that everyone in the world may come to know you better. We pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for our bishops, our priests, all of our leaders in the church. And I give you this show. I turn it over to you, and I ask you to speak through me, to send your Holy Spirit to come alive in me so that I may be able to proclaim your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, especially in this month of May, which is her month. And we ask for her prayers as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us, and good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I was a little bit into it today. I was actually a lot into it. And I think it's so important that we take that time and really express our needs to our Heavenly Father through His Son, Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, without the Holy Spirit, we couldn't even say Jesus is Lord. The Holy Spirit is behind our prayers. And that's an incredibly important thing. Sometimes we think that's all up to us. It's not. The desire to pray even comes from the Holy Spirit. Now, you might say, Gary, do I really need to know that? Not necessarily, but it's helpful to know that because then it gives you a better idea of what's happening behind the scenes with our spiritual life, right? It's kind of cool to know that, hey, the Holy Spirit's helping me. So continue to get to know the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to do more programs about the Holy Spirit because I think that is a... He is a very misunderstood person of the Trinity. Don't you think? We need to understand the Holy Spirit better. I need to understand the Holy Spirit better. So I'm working on some things, and believe me, if I come up with some good material, I'm going to send it your way. Ready to get started with some Mass readings? Today is the Monday of the seventh week in Ordinary Time. Remember, we go back to Ordinary Time. Now, if you're curious, we are going to be in Ordinary Time for several more weeks up until Advent, and there are 33 weeks in Ordinary Time. So we're on week 7, there's 33 weeks, and then the 34th week in Ordinary Time is the celebration of the Solemnity of Christ the King. After that, we go into Advent, but that's not until late November. We got plenty of time for that. I just always like to give you an idea of where we stand liturgically in the liturgical calendar. So, we have left the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel of John, which we read throughout the Easter season. Wasn't that fun? They were really good readings. Today, these are going to be good, too. We're going to get more of a variety throughout Ordinary Time. Today's first reading comes from the letter of St. James, beginning in chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Beloved, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show his works by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Wisdom of this kind does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. The gift of wisdom, very powerful, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And these gifts can work within us to help us lead a holy life. Remember, we have a fallen human nature. And we can be prone to things such as jealousy and selfish ambition. And St. James knew that and included this in this first reading. We're called to live a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. Humility, it is not thinking poorly of yourself. Sometimes we think that's what humility is. Humility is seeing ourselves as we really are. Seeing ourselves, if you will, as God sees us. And let's face it, There are many times when we don't see ourselves as we really are. We tend to overlook a lot of our imperfections. We should pray for the Holy Spirit's help in seeing our defects. I know that sounds like a crazy thing to pray for, but you've been with me on the program before. We've talked about this. In order for us to make corrections, to right the ship, if you will, you know, we're sometimes spinning out of control a little bit in this life. We're heading in the wrong direction. It's wise for us to know where our defects lie. Why? So we can correct them. We'd be better off, much better off, to correct them in this life than to die and experience our judgment day with a ton of uncorrected defects. Because we want to make sure we are as pure as possible before we enter into eternal life. Because we want to spend, you know, a lot of times I think we have this attitude that, well, as long as I don't go to hell, I don't care if I go to purgatory for a long time. Believe me, you'll care once you're there. Purgatory is not fun and games. And remember, here, right now, there is something you can do. You can pray. You can fast. You can go to confession. In purgatory, that's done. In purgatory, your time for earning merit, which is what you need to go to heaven, it's over. But now, see, this is why it's so important. This is why old Gary gets really passionate about this. This is the time for us to do what we can to become holy, to turn to the Lord, to do His will, and to fight against whatever defects we have. So let's get busy. Let's continue to get busy. Let's help one another so that we can live the life that the Lord wants us to live. Psalm 19 is our psalm today. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The law of the Lord is perfect. The precepts of the Lord give what? Give joy to the heart. Following God's commands will bring you joy. You're not going to hear that message in the world. Because the law, nah, we don't like to be restricted. Everybody should be able to do what he or she wants. Otherwise, it's too restrictive. You are never going to be happy unless you're doing God's will. Many of us have learned that the hard way. You can take that to the bank. Don't forget that. Give it a try and see. Sometimes it seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? Oh, man, I'm never going to get to do anything I want. I'm never going to have any fun. But you were made to follow God's will for your life. How do you do that? You do that by obeying His commands. I'm telling you, it is the best way to experience happiness in your life. Today's gospel from Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions, and he fell to the ground. He began to roll around and foam at the mouth. And then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into the fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith." And the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." Wow, isn't that powerful? This is a great story. There's so many things happening in here. The disciples, and by the way, they're all coming down from the mountain where our Lord appeared transfigured to them. Remember the transfiguration? Well, that's where they're coming from. And this large crowd is gathering around them, scribes arguing with the disciples of Jesus. They are arguing about this boy that was possessed. Now, what happened was the disciples who were not up on the mountain with Jesus, they tried to cast the demon out of the boy unsuccessfully. And then Jesus said to them, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." In other words, let me take care of this. These guys don't know what they're doing. I mean, I'm certainly paraphrasing here. So what happened was, Jesus saw the boy. The spirit threw him into convulsions, okay? Then he questioned the boy's father. How long has this been happening to him since childhood? Now, the father said to Jesus, check this out. You might have caught this when I read it. "But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." In other words, hey, Jesus, if you're able to do anything. There's a little lack of faith there, right? He had some doubts, and Jesus called him on it. He said, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Now, I need you to really pay attention to that sentence. Everything is possible to one who has faith. Keep that in mind. Use that. Highlight it. Whatever you need to do, take that to the bank today. Remember that. Whatever you're praying for right now, you're praying for something. Everything is possible to the one who has faith. Were you baptized? Well, then you have faith. Again, you know what I always say? Your faith might be weak, but you have faith if you receive the sacrament of baptism. So you have faith. Now it's time to use it. And Jesus said, everything is possible, right? And then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." That's what we all need to do when we struggle with our faith. "I do have faith, Lord, but help my lack of faith. Help me out. You know my message, always ask for what you need." This is a perfect case. Jesus rebuked the spirit. And then at the very end, the disciples asked the Lord in private, good move, getting him off to the side and asking in private, "Why couldn't we drive the spirit out?" And Jesus said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." Now, here's something interesting. In the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, Catholic Edition, which is the one I use primarily when I'm out speaking, and it's a very popular version. It's used by the Catechism as well. They mention in that version, "This kind can only come out through prayer and fasting." Now, I'm not sure the difference why that was dropped from certain manuscripts, but we know that prayer and fasting, they go hand in hand. Sometimes we forget how important prayer is, and we forget how important fasting is. Fast from something. Fast from TV. Fast from coffee. Fast from your favorite dessert. Fast from food. Fast from something. And join that with your prayer and see what happens. Don't forget to pray. That's why at the start of the program, when I was talking about how I need your donations, I said the most important thing you can do for me is to pray for me. Because I'm getting it. It's taken me a long time to really appreciate how important prayer is. But I get it now. And I ask you to pray for your needs. Don't make it the last thing you do. Make it the first thing. Okay? Now, because I talk so much today, I am just about out of time. And I'm not going to talk about prayer. But guess what? I just did talk about prayer. The one thing I want to mention while I have 1 minute left, and we'll go into prayer next week. The one thing I do want to mention is the fact that prayer is the raising of one's mind and heart to God, or the petition of good things from Him in accord with His will. Remember that. It's raising your mind to God. It's a relationship. It's an encounter. keep that in mind and make sure you do that today. Say some prayers. God willing, we're going to be back tomorrow. I plan to be here. I hope you could join me as well. God bless you. Have a great night.